Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. I muted myself there. I was actually talking on mute. Could you believe it? Listen, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show with myself, Israel Adjozi. Show brought to you, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind, people. Do remember when I make the post, I always put the Magic Mind link where you can get your 20% discount due to listening to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, need that energy boost, mental clarity? Listen, go get your Magic Mind, people. It is there for you with a 20% discount. So make sure you go get that. Also, gummy bears. Yeah, could you believe gummy bears? They got the gummy bears on the way. I still need to produce the link for that, actually. I think it's only available on TikTok. So for those of you who are on TikTok, you can definitely get that. Thanks a lot for those of you up in the comment sections. People are saying, why are we waiting? And so on and so forth. Yeah, I know. I should be live on Instagram. My Facebook's back. My Facebook is back. Yeah, thank God. Yeah, I don't know why we are paying you guys, Facebook. You are useless, man. Yeah, get my account back up. Anyway, it's back up. There's still a few adjustments that you do need to make, so make sure you do that. But my Facebook's back up. So I should be live on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. What else? Yeah, that should be about it. Yeah, welcome back. I'm looking, reading shout outs to Yvette, Jackie, Angela, Faye, Shade the goddess, welcome to the show. Yeah, I hear that. yeah, people are already commenting, what rattling, why are we waiting? So you heard the rattling, of course, me getting all ready and prompting up. The problem was, well, I've moved back to my old platform. People tell you, oh no, use this platform. Just leave me be, man. Leave me and my moon in Taurus be. Let me just stay where I am. You know what I mean? This is it. So I'm back now. So for those of you on Instagram, you'll be able to see the full chart for when I bring it up. So chart I will be bringing up, we'll be looking at the planets. Today's a new moon in Aquarius also as well, marks the Chinese New Year, Year of the Snake. So we shall be talking about that in a moment. We've got the tarot card of the week, which I'll be bringing up for you as well. How do you like my background? I thought I'd put a bit of background in because I'm not at home. But but it is what it is. So tarot card of the week. Competition time. We do have a winner, and I will be posing a new question for this week. Let's see who's going to be winning, who's going to be our lucky winner for next week, right? So, yeah, Angela's saying bonjour, I'm waiting too. Yeah, you're not waiting that much. Bloody hell, how many minutes did you wait? What, 5-6 minutes? Behave yourself, man. But good afternoon to you all. New backdrop. It's not a new, I've used this backdrop before. Not many times, but I've used this new backdrop. I need to get it sorted. It's going to get sorted by next week. It's going to look proper, sharp. Yeah, man. We're stepping up. 2025, Lunar Lounge Podcast. We're going big. Got a few guests that are also going to be joining me on the show soon. So watch out for that. Yeah, we're going to be bringing guests onto the show. Could you believe? Yeah. What else? What is the weather like where you are? Shall I rub it in? How many degrees? Are you in the wet, windy, cold UK? or are you in other parts of the world where it's sunny? Yeah, Jacqueline, yeah, we know. You're in Ghana. Always warm. don't remind us. But nevertheless, yeah, what is the weather like where you are? How are things where you are? Do you know what? I cannot even get on my... I need to, something to access my, I don't know what, well, okay, I suppose I can do it here, I guess. I just wanted to know, oh, shout out to Mason, shout out to Ecolabs, Ecolabs Tech, how are you doing? what's happening? Yeah, so for those of you on Instagram, yeah, I can see you, I can see you, I can see you. Yeah, keep your comments coming, keep your questions coming. See, I'm all doing it all myself, you see. There we go. Yeah, there we go. So I'm here. All right, okay, so show's on the way. I don't know why comments from Instagram can't come up on my feed here, because that's a funny one, that. Jack saying it's so hot, 29 degrees today. My God, 29, bloody hell. That's a bit too much for me. I don't do them kind of heats. Anything over 25, count me out. Yeah, but it's all good. Yeah, hot, hot, hot. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, man, I'm an autumn baby, man. Just keep it balanced, yeah? whatever that is, but it's below, it must be below 29. When you start going to them 29, them 30s, and that ain't me. So yeah, it is what it is. What else has been happening on the world stage? Couldn't do the podcast last week. What happened last week? Mr. Donald Trump got sworn in, of course. Yep, so we got the new US president in town. It is what it is. And he started right away, early. He was signing those documents. He was signing those mandates like, yeah, signing up on this. And one thing that he did sign up on, shout outs from N, hello from Uganda. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much. One thing that Donald Trump did sign up on, what I thought was very interesting, remember I did say he's the first president, I said it the other day again, I was at an astrology, he's the first president in history who's been inaugurated under a Sun-Pluto conjunction. No other president has had that. That is it. So, yeah. Yvette saying sworn in without the Bible. Yeah, who needs that? Yeah, shout out to N from Uganda. Whoop, whoop. Also to you as well. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I think that would be the first, wouldn't it? I don't know of any other American president who did it. Not that I know all of them, but what other American president did get it? So he would be the first. But he's Uranian like that. He's Sun Uranus. What do you expect? This gentleman has got Sun conjunct Uranus. He's not going to be your average president. That's also another thing that I need to look at in history, actually, as a matter of fact, is that what other American president, I'm sure there must have been some with, I'm going to do that. That's, again, see, as astrologers, you've got to be journalists and researchers and historians as well. But I'm going to actually look at all of the historical presidents, if any of them have Sun-Uranus conjunction. I don't think so. I'm sure there must be a Sun-Uranus aspect, but not a conjunction. So that would be interesting. But a Sun-Uranus, this is what you're going to expect, people. What else do you want from a man? You expect him to go by the rules? Sun-Uranus? Leo rising, Sun-conjunct Uranus. Oh, please. Come on. What do you expect? I expect that from him and more. You can't swear the devil in with the Bible. So says N. Yeah, be careful there. Who are you calling the devil? No, I hear it. I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's quite interesting. But I thought that it was very interesting that he signed the documents to open up the cases about who assassinated Martin Luther King, JFK, you know, all the assassinations. So they're going to open that up. That was one thing that I thought, okay, go, Donald, go. You know what I mean? Get that out there. You know what I mean? So he signed up on that. And of course, he was at work, weren't he? He wasn't playing about. Even on his inauguration night, he was there signing them all up. So yeah. Well, so do I. And I'm the same. I do like him. But I would say that I'm Sun Uranus myself. So hey, you know, takes one to recognize one, right? So I do like Trump. I think he's exciting. I think it's just going to be interesting. He's already called Putin and told him, hey, what? Stop that war, that's one thing I wanted to do. But I bet you he puts an end to it in the next 3 months. I bet you. I bet you, bet you, bet you. And shall I tell you what planetary configuration is going to indicate that? When Venus turns retrograde after the retrograde, and she goes from evening to morning star, that's when I bet you that's going to be the place where we see it. So let's see. It's going to be to do with the retrograde, the Venus retrograde. That's where we're going to be seeing it. So that's going to be very interesting. Venus goes retrograde literally on the 1st of March, right? So yeah, soon to come. So yeah, let's keep it going. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, any sec. Is there anything else that I wanted to add? No. This month is pretty much finished. Well, I'll talk about the new moon and then Chinese New Year in a moment. We'll be looking at what the planets are looking like in February. Yeah, let's look at that. Keep your questions coming. For those of you on Instagram, can you all see me? Yes, you can. My own special creation has joined me. Amaloon, is it Amaloon? Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Please forgive me. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast show. Show that airs every week, every Wednesday, apart from last week, it wasn't on. But a show that airs every week, approximately at 12:30 p.m. UK time. I thought I was a few minutes late today, but I was told off for that, wasn't I? it is what it is. Shall we go to the chart? Let's go to the chart. Was there anything else that I wanted to announce? I think other announcements will come later on. Let's see. Let's go to the chart. You know me, I'm going to be fiddling with my bits and bobs. Let me share my screen. And those of you on Instagram will be able to see the screen properly. Unlike for the last couple of weeks on that other platform, I won't mention no names, but it is what it is. Okay, so we got the new moon. Look at that. Right? It's happening right now as I'm speaking on the Lunar Lounge show. I always get the new moons and full moons. Don't you notice? Yeah, of course I do. Anywho, here we go. New moon in the sign of Aquarius. New beginnings, planting new seeds. Also the beginning of the Chinese New Year. So we're kicking with that off today. What I do love about this new moon as well, it's trying to Jupiter. I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. Not too far away from Mercury as well, as Mercury's just entered the sign of Aquarius too. So we'll talk about that. We've got the Venus-Neptune conjunction happening right now. We shall talk about that. What else has been happening here? Later on, of course, well, we'll talk all about that. We'll have a look at what February is looking like. Dun, dun, dun. Action, action, action. But I do like this whole new moon action. I'm not going to kid you. Look at that beautiful lumen. So, new moons. New moons are about new beginnings, initiating new things, planting new seeds. New moons are essentially the new lunar month, the beginning of a month. I believe the next new moon, which will be, again, approximately, I think that's going to be the start of Ramadan. I think Ramadan's next, yeah, going into March, yeah. So it will start like ending of February. Well, it might start beginning of February, because February is going to go up to 28 days, isn't it? So it might start around the 1st or so. March, pretty much the whole of March, it's going to be Ramadan, the holy month of the Islamic world. So, yeah, anywho, let's get back to this new moon, though, however, and let's celebrate this one. New moon in Aquarius. What is Aquarius about? Well, the thing is with Aquarius, it's ruled by the planet Saturn, and Saturn is currently in Pisces, which is the next door sign. Can't really support it, can it? It's in aversion. Anywho, it's a new moon in Aquarius, nevertheless. Aquarius being an air sign, connected with innovative, humanitarian, activities. So that can be good for humanity on a whole. It can be good for the world. It can be good to connect with the world. Yes, we like that. With the new moon in Aquarius. So it's all about planting new seeds. From now on, the moon is going to start to wax. Do remember, for those of you who do your rituals, mantras, prayers, affirmations, whatever it is that you do in association with the lunar cycles, you want to wait, because as you can see right now on the screen, it's exactly 9 degrees right now. As I'm speaking to you right now, this second, the new moon is taking place, right? Exact. So whichever part of the world, which part of the world is night right now? Probably New Zealand, Australia, So right now, if you are in Australia, if there's anybody in Australia listening right now, I suppose not. You're probably fast asleep. But there could be some night owls. If you go out, you will not see the moon. There is no moon because it's a new moon, right? The sun blocks it out. So, anywho, the fact of the matter is, you want to leave it at least 24 hours so we get the separation from the moon, because right now the moon is combust, right? So very fragile at times, very sensitive times also as well. And we don't want that to somewhat inhibit or pollute whatever it is you're trying to bring about. So do watch out for that. So yeah, so that's with the new moon in Aquarius. So give it a day or so, then start again, putting in your manifestations, your wishes, your affirmations, your visions, so that the moon will then take it and you start to see elements of it within the next full moon. The next full moon we're going to be having is going to be in Leo on the 12th, I believe. 12th of February, something around thereabouts, is where we're going to be having the full moon. So, be mindful in and around that. So give it a 24 hours, because it's right now as we're speaking. So 24 hours from now, then you can start planting those seeds. I suppose you could, let the moon get into Pisces when it conjuncts Venus. That will be in a couple of days. That will be on the 1st. How about that? On the 1st of February. Oh, well, we'll talk about that in a moment, won't we? Yeah, let's talk about that in a moment. Yeah, that will be a nice kickoff to the beginning of the month. I like it. So, what is happening here? We've got a new moon. Like I said, new start. What is happening for you in your life right now that is new? Do any of you have any planets around 9 degrees of Aquarius, Leo? Yeah, Taurus, Scorpio? Because this new moon is going to activate that planet, or where it is in your house, what house it is in your chart. So, I was going to advertise about my subscription there, but I don't know. No, well, I won't. There's enough work on the table at the moment. I can barely keep up. I might even be cancelling that this year at some point. I'm not too sure. Let's see. Not for now. Not for now, people. Don't panic. Not for now. But, might be a bit later in the year. Let's see. Do check your charts for those of you a bit more advanced in astrology. If you've got any planets around the 9 degrees, if you've got around the 9 degrees of the fixed signs, because it's going to pick it up. What I do like about this new moon, however, and I've been speaking about it for quite some time, is the trine. Is that there is a trine from the moon and the sun, both trining Mr. Jupiter, who is about to go direct in a few days. I'll talk about that as well when we look at the February transits. However, sun trine Jupiter, moon trine Jupiter is a favorable time. Jupiter is that planet of opportunity, generosity, abundance, growth, expansion. So this new moon is really telling us that this is an archetype that we can plug ourselves into to really create something and bring something big in our lives. Go, 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 people. No messing about. You want to be taking this opportunity with both hands. Whatever it is that you're creating, initiating right about now has got the blessings of Jupiter behind it. So, whoa, this is really good. This is also quite good also as well, because the new moon in Aquarius also marks the new beginning of the Chinese year, the lunar year. We have stepped into the year of the snake. It's all about that shedding of the old so that we can also initiate new beginnings. That is what the serpent is about. I did a talk on that and some of you attended, so I'm not going to give out too much of it because it's a bit unfair for those people who actually paid for it. Although those people who paid for it got a bit more extra. But, well, they should have. They paid, right? The year of the snake is about endings, which also coincides with the 2025 number, numerology also as well. So that's also going to be quite interesting as well to see how this year is going to plan out. If you look at the nature of the snake in terms of what it does, you know, snakes, they constrict, don't they? They shed their skin. They're very wise and very clever animals, very subtle. You know, so snakes can bite. They're poisonous, right? Well, not all of them, but some of them. Well, most of them, we could say. Things like pythons and boas and stuff don't necessarily are not necessarily poisonous, but they all bite, that's for sure. So this is telling us something about how the year essentially is going to be. So there's a huge amount of resource, a huge amount of wisdom, huge amount of, you know, we can say huge amount of, well, like I said, resource really at our disposal, but a huge amount of elimination that is needed to be done this year, 2025. And it kind of coincides with the Chinese New Year, and also, which obviously starting today with this new moon. But what I do like about it also as well is that this new moon is really uplifting. It's got a very uplifting energy about it. So yeah, I urge you to take full responsibility of this. Shout out to Yvette said Mercury. Mercury. What about Mercury, Yvette? What was you? Shout out to Tiffany, Memphis, Tennessee. Happy New Moon. Yeah, what would you say there about Mercury? Could you let me know what's going on? Shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Dominica, how you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Hope you are well. Mason is saying snakes, they chill out in the sun. Yes, they do chill out in the sun. You're absolutely correct. They need the sun because obviously they're cold-blooded animals, and they like the sun because it warms them up and it allows them to be able to move more. That's one of the reasons why snakes don't move as much, because they're cold-blooded animals. So they're always conserving their energy, right? They're always conserving their energy. That's why they're just wrapped around in a coil, you know, so that they can keep in the heat, you know. So that's why they love it in hot countries, right? Because they get a bit of warmth. They come out in the sun there. If they are mountains, they like going on places like mountains where it's warm. Places like that. So yeah, it's and they're great swimmers as well, snakes. They're wonderful creatures. I know a lot of people are scared about them. I mean, I used to be, but I got that from my mum, you see, who was scared of snakes, which kind of didn't make sense because her father, my grandfather, was a prolific hunter. You know, somebody, when we talk about the bushman, the man who knows how to hunt, and you know, he would catch snakes. He wasn't afraid of snakes. He knew, you know. And my mum, I think my mum had an experience with snakes when she was a baby. She went to the toilet. She said, you know, okay, try not to be so graphic, but she went to the toilet. She told me about this story where she went to the toilet and where she was, you know, taking a leak, and then this snake come back. Two of them, sorry, there was two snakes that went past in front of her, a male and a female. And they went in front of her, and she got up and ran in the house, and she was like, snake, snake, snake. And she totally lost it, to which my grandfather knew exactly, you know, and he went and apparently he caught one of them. He didn't catch the other one, but he did catch the other. He caught one. And she speaks about how he ate the snake. He caught the snake, really big python. And yeah, I mean, they eat snakes in, well, various parts of the world. You all know that. I've eaten a snake before. Tastes quite yummy. A little bit like chicken, to be quite honest. Yeah, he caught a snake, and he caught one of them, and he chopped it up and ate it. And she says that they were offering her some, and she was like, hell no. You know, my mom, God rest her soul. But yeah, she tells me about that story very, and she remembers it very vividly. So as a child growing up, when we would watch movies and snakes would come on, she would like, you know, cringe and all that. So I kind of picked up unconsciously, I picked up that fear of snakes from her. And then having, you know, dreams with snakes in it as a child as well, all of that stuff. And then you throw in the whole Judeo-Christian concept of snakes, and then, well, what do you get? You get somebody. But now I've turned to really love them. They are gorgeous animals, gorgeous, gorgeous, pure muscle. Oh, they're wonderful animals. Don't get me wrong, they can be quite frightening in terms of how they sneak up on you. I get that, of course, but you know, they're wonderful animals. They're wonderful animals. Anywho, we're in the year of the snake. So shout out to any of you guys who are born year of the snake, right? Is anybody out there born year of the snake? Born 2001? That's also another thing. That's interesting, isn't it, right? The 9/11. That was year of the snake. You know that, right? So watch this space. You know, we may get echo. Not necessarily the same. I'm not putting it out there that there's going to be an attack on America. But, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, would it? But what I am saying is we will get an echo of that for sure. Something, you know, not necessarily in America either. Could be anywhere in the world. But we will get an echo of that. So do watch out for that. Yeah, year of the snake. So welcome in and happy birthday. Shout out to all my Asian people, Chinese people. Happy Chinese New Year. And trine Jupiter. Woo. Yeah, man. Let's do it big. Let's do it big. Anywho, let's have a look at the other planetary. Let me just check on the comments here. Yvette, gorgeous until they squeeze the life. Okay. Oh, they're talking about here. Planets in Aquarius. Oh, okay, you're talking about planets in Aquarius. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. Mary. Shout outs to Mary. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show, Mary. I believe I know which Mary this is. She goes on to say, too poisonous for me to want to associate with them. Yeah, no, snakes are nice, man. Snakes are nice. They're cool. Yeah, what else are there? Positive movement. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Yeah, a show which aims to inform, entertain, educates, have a bit of fun all around the world of astrology. So let's have a look at what, I mean, this month is pretty much finished, right? But it's good that we're starting with a new moon. I said we're starting with a new moon. We're ending with a new moon, ending the month, that is, the month of January. Tomorrow, what's going to be about tomorrow? Well, Venus is moving closer and closer to Neptune. So we've got a Venus-Neptune conjunction, which is going to be exact actually on the 31st of January. We're going to be having an exact Venus-Neptune conjunction. What is this about? Well, this is a little bit about our ideals when it comes to things like love and perhaps even money or our sense of self-worth. This is what Venus Neptune is about. For those of you in the creative industry, music industry, poets, healers, this can be a really great time for you. For those of you who have Venus Neptune aspects in your chart, I don't care what aspect it is, but if you've got a Venus Neptune aspect, you will pick up on this energy also as well. Venus Neptune can really be something that connects us to the quote-unquote spiritual world or another world, a world of imagination, a world of fantasy. Yeah, it's actually quite nice. It's very, very romantic, actually. It can be quite romantic. This can be... Now, the thing is with Venus-Neptune is Venus-Neptune can uncover or we can discover. It can be a combination. It can uncover, we could discover things about our romantic life, things about our love life, which we'd never imagined. Do be careful with Venus Neptune, because it can blur your ideals. Things are not what you think they are. Neptune is telling us that we need to look at the more meaningful, perhaps more spiritual aspects of love and relationships. What is the spiritual aspect of your relationship for those of you who are already in one? And for those of you who would like to be in one, what is the bigger picture? What are you seeking? This is what we need to, because Venus Neptune can really plug us into a world of fantasy where we all the way with the fairies, where we're looking for that knight in shining armor and, you know, that kind of thing. So there's an element about keeping your feet on the ground, being pragmatic, you know, being sensible. It can cloud our visions. You know, we know Neptune can do that. Neptune does do that. It's also about, there's an element there of sacrifice, Venus Neptune, sacrificing ourselves for the greater good, for the bigger picture. That is what that is about. So we are going to be more sensitive, hypersensitive, especially on the 31st of January, but it's starting from today already when it comes to things like relationships. Do be careful of money, careful of how you're spending your money, because you see, Neptune is not very materialistic. So Venus conjunct Neptune can make you lose or waste your money. Yes, I repeat, lose or waste your money. Pardon me while I grab a drink of water. Probably the Neptune I'm talking about. So yeah, Venus Neptune can make you can make you lose money. Or it could make you have overinflated fantasies about money. Oh yeah, I've got big. You think you've got more than you know than you have, or you think you're gonna get more than you. So be careful. Be careful how you're pricing things. Be careful about your expectations of people, things, places. Be careful of that over the course of the next few days. And especially on the 31st of January. So you've been warned. But also on the 30th, 31st of January is when the sun is going to perfect its trine to Jupiter. So people, get on board. We've got a sun Jupiter here. This is a great time for us to... It favors anything for travel, opportunities, things. And again, we're in that new moon phase also as well. So this is really good. Yeah? Especially tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 30th, 31st, over the next couple of days. We really want to... So I think this is really great for this end of January and also bringing us in to the beginning of February as well. That's a great alignment that we can plug into, baby. How can we not plug into that? And then we get the 1st of February. So here we go. What is happening on the 1st? Well, on the 1st of February, we've got the moon, which is going to be in Pisces, conjunct Venus. Conjunct Neptune. Yeah. More idealism. However, a moon Venus is always very good. You definitely want to be making a wish here. You definitely want to be planting some seeds here. Again, we're in the new moon phase. The moon is starting to wax, starting to go bigger and bigger. Let's jump on it, people. So moon conjunct Venus will be on the 1st of February. I like it. I like it. I like it. What else are we going to have? We got Mercury here coming up to the... to the sun. He's moving closer and closer. What else? We're going to be having a trine on the 1st of February. We can see here we've got Mercury trining Jupiter. That's really good. good for information, good for anything to do with literacy, good for traveling, good for anything to do with transportation. You buying a car, anybody buying a car out there, it can be good for you traders. Anybody who's doing a bit of trade, making a bit of extra money on the side, this could really be good. Good start to the month, 1st of February. I like it. The trine of Mercury to Jupiter will perfect. We'll perfect on the 3rd of February. On the 3rd of February is where it's going to perfect. However, as we can see, on the 3rd of February is where Jupiter starts to station to go direct. So he's getting ready to go direct. He's been retrograde for the last 4.5 months. So, so go station to go direct on the 4th. We could say that on the 3rd, 4th is where we're going to get the exact trine of Venus. Of Mercury, Jupiter. Mercury, trine, Jupiter. That's really good. It's a trine. It will favor anything to do with economics. It will favor anything to do with trade, anything to do with travel, literacy, transportation. This is really good. Can be also good for social life, communication, great for learning, great for studying. If you're doing an exam around this time, you know, anybody wanted to take their driving test or any other kind of test on the 3rd or 4th of February, go right ahead. So, yeah. Jacqueline is asking, I think she's talking about the Venus Neptune that I was talking about. Is it only relationships affected? Not just relationships, money as well. Money as well. It will also affect people, things to do with what we value. We all value different things. That's going to be different depending on where Venus is in our own chart. But what is it? We may have over expectations about things with Venus Neptune. So yeah, be a bit mindful of that. Over idealistic, over expectations. You know, Neptune likes to, it likes to make things more. Neptune is like the mirage in the desert. Yeah, you think it's there, but it's not there. You know, you ever see these films, these comedy films? Remember these old comedy films where they see a mirage and they go running and then they get there and it's like, it's just sand. That's it. Tiffany's saying Neptune creates havoc often. Can do. He doesn't create havoc. You see, that's the thing with Neptune. You see, you guys need to get on the astrology course. There's a method to the madness. Plain and simple, Neptune wants you to drop the ego. Lose it. That's all what it's about. You know, he's not creating havoc. Matter of fact, no planets are creating havoc. Havoc is the word I'm looking for? Havoc is our response. Havoc is what we get based on our response to it. So yeah. Tiffany saying, oh, it's trine 27 degrees Scorpio, my ascendant. Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. Jackie, no, it's not only relationships, it's money also as well. Depends on your chart, Jack. What's your ascendant? Okay, she's Aries, so you guys are talking amongst each other. Talk about February the 9th, my birthday. Are we getting something here? Neptune can bring about delusion if we're not mindful. Can bring about that. Shout out to Helen Olivia Yoga. Okay, I got it. Helen Olivia Yoga. I like that. Shout out to Martina. How you doing? Hope you're well. Venus Neptune is that. Yes, I'm thinking about the Venus Neptune conjunction. That's going to be taking place on the, if I just go back again, on the 31st, which is going to be, but it's now. Don't get me wrong. The Venus Neptune is now. That's when it's going to be exact. It's going to be exact on the 31st. The conjunction will be exact, as you can see here where I'm moving the cursor. It's going to be as exact around here. So yeah. Yeah, Coolio, man. What do we do? So first, like I said, good start to the month. 1st of February, we got the moon. And I suppose we got the moon, Venus, and Neptune. Again, the exact conjunction of Venus, Neptune is actually 31st and the 1st of February. 31st of January, 1st of February. So we're seeing it here. And then we're going to have a moon, Venus, Neptune conjunction on the 1st of February. Lots of idealism kicking us off here. So do be mindful. Try to be practical. Try to be grounded. Saturn's not making no aspect to nobody. So he's not available to ground us. So this could be a bit of a pie in the sky kind of thing. Like I said, on the 3rd, 4th of February, Jupiter stations to go direct. We get the Mercury Jupiter. And then literally on the 4th, 5th of February, Jupiter is going to go direct. Now, Jupiter is going direct. He's been retrograde for the last, 4.5 months? For those of you who are Pisces rising, Sagittarius rising, for those of you who are Pisces and Sagittarius, perhaps, this is a planet, or for those of you who Jupiter is your lord of your year. Those of you a bit more advanced in astrology will know what I'm talking about. Now, Jupiter's now going direct. You're going to start to see things start to unfold for you. Things moving a bit more. Hey, I'm getting with it. So that's good. We like that. We like a forward-moving Jupiter. We like a forward-moving any planet for that matter. Jupiter is the planet of abundance, the planet of opportunity and generosity. We want a Jupiter going forward. Martina's saying Jupiter in Pisces in the 1st. So Jupiter's your ruling planet, of course. So yeah, a Jupiter going direct is really good. We really like that. That's, you know, bring it on, of course. So things will start to move. We like that. With Jupiter moving forward. And we can start getting back to business, man. Mr. Jupiter, in Gemini. What else are we going to be having? So this is the 5th of Feb. Ah, let's go back a bit. On the 4th of February, the planet Venus enters the sign of Aries. And this is the sign where she's going to be going retrograde. But she's not going retrograde until the 1st of March. So I won't be talking about that now, but I'll be talking about that in weeks to come. But you know, get yourself prepared, people. Venus is going retrograde on the 1st of March. So she enters Aries. She's really racing right now, as you are all aware. She is really racing right now. Where she's behind the sun. She's better, actually. But she's going to come back in front of the sun. And that's where I think where the war thing will get dealt with. Anywho, Venus moves into Aries. Venus, the planet of love, affection, our ideals, relationship, moves into the sign of Aries. Things are about to get hot, relationship-wise, I'm talking, and maybe even money-wise also as well. Venus in Aries is heated up. She becomes more potent. She becomes more competitive. It's going to be very interesting for you people, Taurus rising, Libra rising. For those of you who are ruled by Venus, Taurus and Libras, this is your planet. But not only that, those of you who are Pisces rising as well will also be affected by this. Yeah. I repeat, Pisces rising too. So you guys need to, you're going to feel the shift. Venus in Aries is about competitive. It's about potency. It's about action. It's about moving forward. It's about being dynamic in the area of relationship. So relationships are going to get steamy, heated, excited, adventurous. So people, watch out for that. She's going to be moving into Aries on the 4th of February. So, action time, baby. What else is going to be happening? What else have we got? So Venus moves into Aries. We've had the trine from Mercury and the Sun to Jupiter. Mars is still moving retrograde. His retrograde is going closer and closer to Saturn. So we've got a Saturn-Mars trine, but Mars is retrograde. How does one explain that one? Well, Mars-Saturn in a trine is actually quite good. Can be good for hard work, can make us very progressive, can make us finish off things that we've been having difficulty with, places where we've stopped, places where we've been stagnant. This is the kind of trine or planetary aspect that can be extremely beneficial. Great for hard work, great for determination, great for finishing off things. You know, we always have things, perhaps maybe projects or something that we've kind of left aside. We've, you know, maybe it got a bit difficult, we've put it aside. Mars, Saturn trine is actually an excellent time where you can, right, let's get back at this and put more energy, because you've got Mars, which is the planet of energy and potency and drive and motivation, and he's trining that Saturn, which is all about making something structural, concrete, realistic, practical, pragmatic. Really, it's really getting stuff done. So, you know, Mars trine Saturn is extremely ambitious and can be very good for any kind of ambitious or, aspirations which you're trying to go for. So that's really going to be good. Again, that's starting, it's pretty much now, but we can start to see it's getting very closer around that 5th of February. They're getting closer and closer. What else are we going to be having here? We can see here that it perfects. We get the perfection of Saturn, Mars Saturn trine. We get this perfection on the 6th and 7th of February, right? 6th and 7th of February is when it becomes exact. 6th of February, 7th of February is where Mars trine Saturn becomes exact. Pure energy, lots of energy. And I suppose Mars needs it because he's moving retrograde right now. Mars is a little bit wet, he's a little bit damp. For those of you who are Aries rising, Scorpio rising, I'm sure you're all feeling that. Nobody can't tell me otherwise. I've been seeing it also as well. So yeah. Shadow is saying, what if Venus is the lord of your year? Well, when she goes retrograde, you'll feel it. Or when she moves into Aries again, you'll feel it. Yeah, that could be a bit challenging. Depending where Venus is in the chart and aspects and all that kind of stuff and where she was in the solar return. There's so many things to have a look at. But yeah, on a basic level, yeah, if Venus is the lord of your year, then that could, you know, be touching on some difficult moments there for sure. That will definitely impact your relationship and can impact also on your finances also as well and anything else what Venus is signifying in your own personal chart. So, yeah. Jax, it would impact your relationships and assets, money, Venus-Neptune conjunction. Yeah, definitely. Oh, Tiffany's telling Jax that. Sorry, getting a... Tiffany's saying, when does Mars go direct? We'll have a look at that. He does go direct a little bit soon. So we shall have a look at that. Martina's saying, I need a kick in the booty. Great. I need a kick in the booty. Yeah. Don't we all? LaDonna, I'm having surgery on the 6th of February. Oh, are you? Okay, so someone's having surgery on the 6th of February. Let's go back. I know somebody who's having, another one of my clients the other day emailed me about, can I check out the, I think he's having surgery on the 4th. Is it the 4th or 4th? Yeah, something around that. The moon is, oh, well, it depends what kind of surgery you're having. But yeah, because the moon's waxing, sometimes not the best. But I wouldn't worry about it. On the 6th of February. Ah, you're having surgery on the 6th of February, LaDonna. Great stuff. I've got great news for you. The moon is going to be conjunct Jupiter. That's good. That's good. It's going to be trine the sun and trine Mercury as well. That's good. Good result. Don't worry. You'll get a good result. It will all go smoothly with that. So good on you. And then you've got the Mars-Saturn trine as well. So that's good. The moon's free from all malefics. She's going to hit the benefic before she hits the malefic. So that's the thing that you want. So that's going to be on the 6th of February. So that's good. That's good. What else? 7th of February. What are we getting? 7th of February might get a bit harsh. We're going to have the moon square Saturn on that day. What else? We've got the exact trine again, 6th and 7th of February of Mars Saturn. What else are we having? We can see Mercury here really getting close to the sun, which is really going to be, again, so we're going to have Cassini. On the 9th of February, there's going to be a Mercury-Sun Cassini. This is when Mercury is in the heart of the sun. Really good time. Good moments. Want to make a wish. Can be, you know, because other than that, you know, planets next to the sun tend to be combust or they're destroyed. But this is really good. We've got Mercury at Cassini, the sun. It's going to be in the heart of the sun. So on the 9th of February, it's going to be very auspicious. Very auspicious. Seems like there's lots of energy also as well on the 9th of February as well. We're going to have the moon conjunct Mars. Oh, goody. Yes. And trine Saturn at the same time. Yeah, bring it on. Now, starting from the 8th or 7th, 8th, let's say 8th. Starting from the 8th of February, we're going to have the sun squaring Uranus. Sun square Uranus. That's going to be a little bit chaotic. Be prepared for the unexpected. Now, that's going to be interesting. I betcha, we're going to hear some big news about Trump. Why? Because he's got sun Uranus in his chart. So, 8th of Feb, the sun starts to move closer and closer to Uranus. On the 9th of Feb, there's going to be a Mercury Cassini sun. Mercury's also going to be square Uranus also as well. So watch how you're talking to people. Watch about sudden changes. And literally on the 11th of February is where we're going to have an exact square Sun Uranus square. Be prepared for the unexpected, people. It's going to go a little bit crazy. People versus the government, you know, uproars, you know, revolutions, all this kind of thing. Yeah, we will tend to find it around this particular time. So do watch out for that. 9th, 10th, 11th. Of February. On the 11th is where it's going to be exact. And Mercury is going to be in the mix also as well, because he's going to be squaring Uranus too. And then on the 12th of February, we're going to have a full moon going to be in the sign of Leo, the great lion. I'll talk more about that maybe next week, closer to the time, give you the heads up on that one. So that's going to be one to watch out for. Is there any other aspect? Ooh, there is. Did you know that the full moon with in Leo is square Uranus? Now, this one's going to be a full moon with a bang on the 12th of February. Yeah. But February starts out good. I do like it. Tiffany's saying, I'll be sure to make sure and do a ritual. Yeah. Jack saying, I was asking on if it affected relationships or does it affect other relationships as well? Yes, it does. When I say relationships, on a more fundamental level, yes, it's going to be whether boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife kind of thing. But relationships with people, it can be with anybody, customers, clients, one-to-one. It's relationships. Can be with children too. Colleagues at work, yeah. Your social, your friends. It's going to have an impact for sure. It's already crazy. They've paused federal funding for vital services like food, healthcare, childcare, and housing. Oh my God. Yeah. Trump's in business. Trump is in business. Venus sextile Pluto. Yes, there is going to be a Venus sextile Pluto. You are correct, Martina. That's going to be when Venus moves into on the 6th of February. There will be Venus will sextile Pluto. Yes, she will. Won't be for long. Venus is moving. Well, she's moving fast anyway. But this is good. Very resourceful on the 6th of February. We could say, as she moves in, even from the 5th. From the 3rd, she moves in on the 4th, sorry. She moves in on the 4th. It's fair to say that she's sextiling. So from the 4th of February until the 10th of February, about a week or so, we're going to have Venus sextiling Pluto. Very resourceful. I'll talk more about that also as well next week. But extremely very, very resourceful. It's a good aspect, I must say. It can allow us to probe deeper into our relationship lives. Can also make us very resourceful. Pluto, the planet of depth, with Venus, that is to do with our values, what we love also as well, our passions, our pleasures. It can allow us to really, go on take it to a deeper level. Pluto is about depth. And Pluto is also about letting go of what's no longer necessary, is the planet of transformation. So, and a sextile being a healthy aspect can actually indicate that there is room and opportunity to transform without it being too harsh. The sextile is complementary. Yeah. So Venus sextile Pluto is very nice and very good and can be very good for a relationship. So that's going to be from the 4th of February to about the 10th of February. That's where we're getting that. So thanks a lot for that, Martina, spotting that out. But I was going to talk about that more next week. I will talk more about that next week, because that is enough for the planetary news. Good one. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. And let's get back to business. Competition time. We're on the competition time, right? So the competition time banner should be moving across the bottom. Yeah, there we go. Competition time. I asked a few weeks ago if Mars was at 23 degrees of Capricorn, what is the Antisia degree? And we have a few winners. Well, there's only one winner, isn't there? So let's face it. And £30 is going to be on their way to you. So let me just bring up the winners here. And then, so I asked, if Mars is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, what is the Antisia degree? What is the mirroring degree? Maybe a bit more advanced for you kind of as astrologers who may not necessarily have know much about Antisia. But the answer was, well, it's interesting. The person who answered the exact degree, which, well, okay, I'll give it to you. But it's 7 degrees of Sagittarius. Somebody said 6 degrees, 58 minutes, which is actually the exact one. But you didn't come in first, so it's a shame. Anywho, only 3 people got to get in on this. Anik, Surya, and Christian. But there can only be one winner, man. Who won this? Christian, you are the winner. 7 degrees of Sagittarius. Your answer came in first. So yeah, 7 degrees of Sagittarius is what it is. So you got £30 coming over to you, my brother. Well done with that one. I had a feeling you guys Googled that. You didn't work that out yourself. You need to brush up on your astrology though, man. These are serious stuff. That's my Jupiter, 7 degrees of Sag, says Tiffany. Yeah, okay. interesting. Yeah, that was the answer. So 7 degrees of Sagittarius is what it is. So yeah, £30 coming over to you. Now, competition time. I ask a question. The first person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. So adjust your clocks accordingly. Adjust your clocks accordingly. Yeah. 12 midnight UK time, GMT time, next week, Wednesday. So I'm going to pose the question now, and it's the first person who answers me. And let me put, the email. That's it there on your screens. For those of you listening to the recording, by the way, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts. You can find it there, the Lunar Lounge podcast. So be sure to tune in. This is the email address where you send the answer to thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send your answers to. Next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT time. First person who comes in with that, that's what it is. Okay, question for this week. Nice and easy. What planet rules camels? We all know what a camel is, right? What planet rules camels? Okay. First person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com next week, Wednesday, midnight onwards, will be the lucky winner of £30. So, yeah. Get in there, man. What planet rules camels? That is the question. What planet rules camels? What was I going to say? So that is competition time. Was there anything I was going to say? No, that is it. That is the end of competition time. You've all got that one. Okay. What time is it? Tarot card of the week. But before I go to tarot card of the week, I do want to make some announcements. The announcements are going to be about upcoming courses. Now, I've had a bit of few delays because I'm traveling around real busy. I'm coming back from one place, going to another. It's 2025, man. Making major moves, man. That's what it's about. Courses coming up. Numerology. It's not going to be this weekend. It was supposed to be last month. Don't ask. It's been postponed, so it's not happening this weekend. It's going to be happening the following weekend, without a fail. Trust me, I'm on this new moon thing right now, So it's happening. Not this Saturday coming, the following Saturday at 2 p.m. Going to be giving a 10 to 12 week course on numbers. How numbers work in your life. Okay, the power of numbers. I'm going to be giving you various systems, Pythagorean system, Vedic system, Chinese system. So you're going to know. You're going to know how to work it with your name, with your number, with your mobile phone, with the car, with the house that you live, how to use numbers and how to use numbers in order to gain prosperity in your life. I'm going to be showing you all of that. The do's, the don'ts, the whys, the whens, everything. You're going to know how to construct a numerology chart. A numerology chart. I'm going to be showing you how to construct a numerology chart. You see, you have a chart. You have a numerology chart just like how you have an astrology one. Oh, this shit goes deep. So all of that I'm going to be showing you in the numerology course. I'm not too sure if the discount is still there. I may have to redo the discount. However, if you want to get in on the discount, the email is there on your on the screen right now. Just email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com and I will send you the link with the discount, with the discount code. I think it knocks off like 20%, something like that. So if you want that 20%, get on board. Astrology. I've told you the prices have gone up. I told you they went up. However, they still haven't gone up on my website. However, that's going to be changing today. Today, tomorrow. But the guy's on it. So all of those prices are going to be going up. So you perhaps maybe want to get them. You know what I'm trying to say? If you email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Again, it's a certified astrology course. You get lifetime access once you signed up. There was weekly classes. As a matter of now, on Tuesdays for the astrology fundamental course, there is two classes every day in the day. Not every day, on Tuesday. Two classes. One in the afternoon around 12:30 UK time. Is it 12:30 or 1:30? UK time, and then another one around 6:30. So you get two classes. You can attend both if you want. It's up to you. And I'm taking you step by step how to interpret, how to read a chart, how to read your own chart, and how you can read other people's charts also as well. And there's constant new material, videos uploaded every week. New video reading material uploaded every week, right? There are three modules, but you have to do, in order to get certified, you have to do all three. So you will start at the foundation fundamental and it, you know, you go through it. Teach you everything, planets, houses, or everything. It goes in depth. So it's not just a thing. So yeah, so jump on that. Tarot cards, that's also happening, not this weekend, the following week. There's going to be beginners. I'm going to be doing a free introduction to beginners for the tarot. For those of you who've done my beginners, I'm going to be doing intermediate level. So jump on the intermediate level, people. For those of you who do the beginners, intermediate tarot. So that's taking the tarot again more deeper. And what else? Palmistry is already underway. So yeah, we're doing that. So, but next month, February, right? Yeah, then their new palmistry will start as well. But I'll be keeping you updated on that. But please, guys, get in on, because, yeah, I'm telling you, man, price is about to double. Other than that, I think that is about it on that one. And now we can now go to Tarot Card of the Week, right? That's what it's all about. Let me move that email away from there. And let's go to the Tarot Card of the Week. Just shuffling the cards here. Let's see what the Tarot Card of the Week is. And we'll bring the show to an end. So I'm just shuffling here. And I'm just going to split the cards. And let's see, what is the card? We've got the Page of Pentacles. We love it. Why not? Why not have the Page of Pentacles? Page of Pentacles is the tarot card for this week. What is the message? What is the meaning behind this card? It's indicating, Page of Pentacles is a card that indicates something in the early stages associated with work, money, projects, enterprise, business. And it's indicating that this week is a week where we need to learn. When the page always indicates, especially Page of Pentacles, there's something that we're needing to learn over the course of the next week. So there's something that we're needing to learn that can actually add and bring value to us so that we can make more money. But you've got to do the learning. You've got to do the cultivating. You've got to do the practical. That is what this card essentially is about. It's letting us know that it's something in the early stages, but we've got to be a student, whether you're going on a course, whether you're doing some training, whether you're learning about something, whether you're learning about something online or whatever it is, it's going to be something that adds knowledge, information to what you existently know, which allows you to be able to be, to make more money, to be more productive in the future. So people, no matter where you are at in life, over the course of the next week, perhaps you want to be looking into new ways, new dimensions of perhaps expanding where you can make more business, more money. Not everyone's going to be in business. Some of you guys are working. So maybe you need to learn something in order to maybe get a promotion, move to a different department, maybe get a better job. This week is the week where you want to be doing that with the Page of Pentacles. I'm really loving this card, especially with that new moon that we got today. Go, go, go. Chat is saying new money. Yeah, yeah. But you've got to work for it. You've got to learn it. It's not just there. I don't want you expecting some handout or some money coming in over the course of the next week and you haven't put it. No, you got to put in that groundwork. You got to learn what you need to learn, baby. Back to school. And that's what the card of the week is about. People, I've come to the end of my show. I will be back with you next week, Wednesday, 12:30 UK time. Want to thank each and every single one of you who have taken time to join. We've got some more joiners here over here on the Instagram. Omar Walken. Was that Galia? Is it Galia? MQT123. Come on, you guys got to give me easier names, man. But welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Thanks a lot for joining. Yeah, it is what it is. We have now officially come to an end. I will be with you next week. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, all you guys here. Join me on the YouTube. Those of you who are listening, I don't even know how or who may even be listening on Facebook, but I'm on Facebook. I know that. I've got my Facebook back. You suckers. Do you know my account got hacked? That's what happened. They hacked my account. What is it with these people? And why do they like hacking accounts of, you know, tarot readers or astrologers and numerology? It's very common for some reason. Yeah, okay. Anywho, it is what it is. Shout out to you, Florence. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining. Listen, people, stay blessed, stay safe. You know.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
We shall be back.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Same place, same time. Next week. My name is Israel Ajozi. You've been listening to the Luna Lounge show, and I am
welcome
out.
To the Luna Lounge.
The hit makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.